Imagine being able to travel through time. Impossible, you say? Well, not according to some mind travelers. Tonight, only on 4, The Night Beat's Paula Tutman introduces us to a group called Remote Viewers. No, they're not psychics, but they claim to have extraordinary knowledge.
The Australian Aborigine calls it Dreamtime, using thought to travel through time and space. It was ignored by modern Western civilization until the Pentagon used it for spying in the 70s.
We have discovered techniques, and we employ them, that allow us to listen to the unconscious mind, to listen to this very weak signal of the unconscious talking to us.
They say they are not psychics, but highly trained technical remote viewers. Major Ed Dames was part of the Army's remote viewing unit. Now he's founded a company called SciTech, which offers extrasensory information for hire.
By using a particular protocol, in other words, by using very specific procedures, the remote viewer can place him or herself in the past, in the present, and in the future.
This is the viewer attempting
SciTech's current project, the explosion of TWA Flight 800.
But I want to make clear to the NTSB, they're desperately trying to seek an answer to the problem in the fuel system. And that's not the case. The remote viewers began to actually sketch a specific part of the aircraft.
Semi-soft, hard.
Motion first, retrace the 80
grams. Pilot structure, let's take it again.
Put your pen. Retrace the 80 grams, same speed.
Fresh.
That's not good.
Sweet. Temperatures?
Warm.
What are we looking at right here?
We are looking at a schematic representation of an air-driven pump, a hydraulic pump aboard the aircraft. A part of the hydraulic system, a hydraulic pump, the shaft in a hydraulic pump broke. It fractured the housing that it was in. And that shrapnel from that caused the rest of the explosion. This particular sketch, done by my vice president, is very much like this particular schematic here. If this would have been a bomb attack, this sketch would have been a rough sketch of people.
I determined that it was somewhere behind this wing, right in this area of the plane, on the right side of the plane.
They knew something was wrong. And they were panicking. And I think before they could really know much more, it happened.
So you were actually hearing?
Sure.
You were actually feeling?
You perceive, you are a super receptor when you do this. Not only do you perceive three dimensions, you perceive emotions, mindsets.
This was an absolute fluke. It was a freak accident, I think about as freak as the crankshaft in your automobile braking. It just doesn't happen that often.
Paula Tutman, Night Beat.